Public libraries have had to roll with a lot of changes in our time. Yes, funding is one of them, but we'll put that aside for now and focus on the kinds of services libraries provide. Books still, yes, but also books in electronic forms now, and a lot of other ways to consume media. And it's not just media. Jackson County's library system is one of many now offering a library of things, useful items that you can borrow for a particular need and then return. Bicycle repair kit? Check. Kitchen mixer? Check. Guitar? Check. That's quite a variety. Ashley Johnson is the Technical Services Supervisor for Jackson County Library Services, JCLS, and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Ashley, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So it's not totally new, the concept of Library of Things, but how recent to JCLS?
Well, we did an official full launch at the beginning of 2020. We had our soft launch before that. We added a whole bunch of ukuleles at one time, kind of got it going, and then we decided, hey, this is going to be a popular item. Let's see how we can expand. So officially we launched in January of 2020.
Heck of a time to start a new process.
Yeah, little did we know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, so yeah. Did that actually help boost the popularity? Meaning if people were looking for things to do at home, and playing the ukulele could certainly be one of them.
Well, you know, we certainly had a lot of interest when we started. COVID coming at us so fast, we weren't quite sure what to do if things were supposed to circulate. Maybe, you know, were we supposed to quarantine them for a certain amount of time. So we actually did have a period where the Library of Things kind of shut down mm-hmm. for a few months during that time while we were trying to figure out what to do with it, and then relaunched at the end of the summer, like August, September of 2020. So yes, it is still going and it is popular, but we lost that initial momentum from the interest we had when we first launched at the beginning of 2020.
Yeah, I imagine that was a bit of a slowing blow
to deal with that.
Yeah,
for everybody, right?
Right. Yeah. In so many ways. So you mentioned ukuleles. I mentioned a few other things as we came in. How broad a range of things?
So we kind of have different areas that we've identified as areas we're trying to support. So one is like kitchen items, cooking items. Libraries that have Library of Things often will have a lot of things like this. So we did air fryers, like the kitchen mixer. We did dehydrators. The Instant Pots kind of were a new item that was people were interested in, wanted to try. So we did that area. We also identified things like keeping the kids happy in the summer and camping and recreation and things like that. So we added a line of camping type stuff like chairs. We have a full kitchenette that you can check out and take camping. We even did like inflatable water toys, uh-huh. like bouncy water toys for your yard for the kids, things like that. We also identified things that might help parents with education. So we're trying to expand learning type tools for parents doing homeschool. We have some games and kits and book club bags and things that can be checked out for parents to use. And then we also did a lot of musical instruments. So yeah, we have ukuleles, guitars, acoustic and electric, an amp, a drum kit, different things like that. Yeah, that can be checked out. And we're just kind of constantly expanding in those areas, trying to, you know, serve the need of education as well as things that, like, sometimes you just need as a one-off, like you just need it for one thing and then mm-hmm. you don't need it again. And then also things that you might want to try before you buy.
Okay, so
does that answer your question?
Well, it does. I mean, but it's not quite limitless, but you obviously have some limits to space and time and things like that. So how much more storage space and people needed to hold the things and to keep them clean and in good repair?
These are good questions. A lot of this is we're learning as we go. I can say that the limitations on like size, I mean, we are limited with the branch. We only have so much space within the walls of the building. But the way we have constructed it is that the Medford building has we lovingly call it the garage. It even kind of has like a rolled door. Mm-hmm. There's a desk with a roll top door that opens and closes, and we've outfitted it with shelving, especially designed for the to hold the kind of things that we're purchasing, and we're just going to keep expanding as the need is there to support it. So if the need continues to grow, then the collection will continue to grow. Trying to really, you know, fit the community and supply what's needed.
Indeed. Ashley Johnson is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the Technical Services Supervisor for JCLS, Jackson County Library Services. We're talking about the Library of Things, which has been going for not quite 2 years now, with obviously some a bit of a hiatus there for the pandemic. Questions for Ashley about the process? Join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So I haven't talked about some of the basics. Like, who can check this stuff out and for how long?
Sure. So anybody who has a full service card is allowed to check items out from the Library of Things. And things check out for 21 days, just like other items you would check out, like a book. The difference in how they check out is where, like, if you're looking for the latest copy of your favorite author, you kind of get in a holds queue, and it's whenever you get the copy is when it's your turn, right? Well, the holds are the Library of Things items are actually reservable. So you can say, I'm having a camping trip with my family. It's this week in July, and I would like these items to take on that trip. And so you kind of can control when you get the things. So the reservation process is a little bit different. We use a different software to control the catalog for the Library of Things because of that reservation aspect. But you can still access it from the JCLS website. You still log in using your library card. And we're, you know, we all stand at assistance to help anybody who needs help with that process. But yeah, still 21 days.
And are there penalties for late returns or bringing things back broken or not cleaned up?
So we realize that things are not a book. It's a little different. So, yeah, I mean, if your dog gets a brand new item and completely ruins it beyond repair, there is a replacement cost for that item. If it's just wear and tear on the item over time and we've determined, you know, it's had enough checkouts, it's lived its life, there probably won't be a fee for that. As far as cleaning fees go, I mean, we have a charge that for a cleaning cost, but the goal there is to get you to take it back home and clean it and bring it back to us clean. We prefer that the patrons, you know, take care of these things. And so far, that is exactly what's happened. Everyone has been very good about bringing back things in good order.
And how is the checkout process a little more lengthy than just checking out a book or something? Because you want to make sure, you know, that ding was there, you know, like that.
Yeah, you're gonna have to check it out with a person for the LOT items, just because it's a different software. Like, you know, you can grab your stack of books and check it out at the self check and scan it. We're gonna have to have a staff person assist you for the Library of Things item. And that is, like I said, it's a reservation. So they're going to have the item behind the desk. You're going to go up and say who you are, and they'll check it out to you at the desk. So it might take a little bit longer because you'll have to get somebody to help you. But it shouldn't be too bad.
LOT, Library of Things, is a good discussion topic here on the Jefferson Exchange with Ashley Johnson, the Technical Services Supervisor, Jackson County Library Services. Where has been the biggest growth? What are the things that people seem to be snapping up on a regular basis and that you're having to acquire more of to keep in circulation?
So our top circulating items are by far the air fryer, the Instapot. We have several metal detectors, which are quite popular. Sewing machines are constantly in circulation. So those have been like the really hot items. Those have also been around the longest. So we've recently added in a few new areas that we're hoping that it will fill a need. We just purchased a player that will take your VHS tapes and turn it into a DVD. You can actually record a DVD version of your VHS. Mm. The thought process here being for people to preserve their home videos, their memories. And along that line, in our next round of releases, we will be putting out a slide scanner so you can scan your old slides. It's not part of the LOT, but you can also do it with pictures in any branch. They have scanners for that. So things like that. We're trying to expand to help people preserve history as well as learn new things.
And what, you know, obviously the public is learning to use this and telling you the kinds of things they want. What's been the biggest part of the learning curve for the folks on the JCLS end of things to figure out how to run the library of things and keep things moving through it?
Oh boy, these are good questions. It's just so different than a book. You know, we had very standardized processes when it came to returning, you know, a multi-disc DVD set. Well, we knew exactly how many pieces and what it should look like. You get a kit is returned to you, and maybe you're not so sure what a microscope kit should look like and how many lenses it should have and all that. So on the processing end of things, in my department, we've tried to develop procedures that are like there's a content sheet with pictures and everything in there so that not only staff but also patrons know, hey, this is what should be in this kit. When you get it, this is what you should return. And it's just been new. And it really has just been exciting. The biggest learning curve, I think, for everybody has been using a different software to use the catalog for Library of Things. We hope that it's easy on the user end, but for staff, it's been a learning curve. So everyone's been really patient as we continue to learn our new software.
Okay, so one system for the books and the other checkout stuff, and then a different system for the LOT.
Yeah, different system for the things. Yeah.
So, you know, what happens, I noticed that you do rent out games and things like that. Jenga games was the first one I saw. What happens if somebody brings back the Jenga game with one piece missing?
So a lot of the places that we order these things from, we can get a replacement piece. That just happened with, we have a oversized Connect Four kind of game with the, you know, like discs that are like 5 inches in diameter. It's large, like a yard game. And the company will sell us the replacement discs. So we just ordered them and we could replace it. So we didn't have to charge anybody for the full set.
So it sounds like you're having the ability to build upon the successes of previous libraries of things. I mean, the concept has been out there since the 70s, I guess, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's not new.
But, I mean, so in this way, it's not like you'd have to reinvent the wheel. So it sounds like you had a chance to pick the brains of people who've been in this business for a while.
Yeah, for sure. So when we started wanting to make this an official launch, we contacted several libraries that had successful Library of Things. One of the libraries we contacted is actually down in Sacramento. Their Library of Things is so large, they actually have one branch that's dedicated just to their things. And they even rent things like lawnmowers out. So, I mean, this is quite a large undertaking. And we were able to pick their brains quite a bit on how they used, what their processes were, what their policies were, and they even use the same software that we do. So it was helpful. You see that a lot in libraries. Librarians love to share what they've learned. So anytime we do something, we're always reaching out.
You're always checking out knowledge, yeah.
Yeah, we're like, okay, who's done this already? What do you know?
So what Ashley, do you not have for a loan that you would like to have? What's a category you're waiting to fill out until you can get a handle on what you're doing already?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I have a list of things that people have submitted that I think, oh, those are really good ideas. We just had somebody suggest dollies, like moving dollies.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, oh, well, we never thought of that. But that's exactly the kind of thing that you would need for one thing and then could return.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wouldn't have to pay a rental fee for, you know. So if anybody does have ideas, please let us know. We are open to all ideas. We have a committee that meets. We meet quarterly, and we discuss the ideas that have come in, what we have researched, what we've seen in other libraries, and then analyze that for Jackson County Library. So if you've got an idea, we could go there. It'd be possible.
You mentioned the idea of things that you can take for, or loan, borrow from the Library of Things and then bring back and no cost to you. Are you getting any? Do you get any static from rental companies or places that say, hey, you're taking away some of our business? We could make bucks on this.
Yeah, no, we haven't gotten anything like that, and we're not looking to replace, some of the major rental companies. This is strictly trying to fill a community need, not to do any kind of competitive business mm-hmm. with local industry. Yeah, nobody has reached out about that. We hope that doesn't happen. It's not the goal.
You mentioned people have suggested things for the Library of Things, and it sounds like they're making requests all the time. Can people donate things to the Library of Things? Are you looking for that sort of input too?
Not as much, and that's simply because we don't have the bandwidth to go through a lot of donations and analyze them. You can imagine, you go through someone's house, maybe grandma died and she has a ton of stuff, and you think, oh, we'll give all this to the library, and we just don't have a place to take a donation and really go through and analyze. That being said, we have accepted some things. Somebody had the same thing that we already had in the library, and it was new. So it already was a matched item. We already had it in the Library of Things. We could accept that donation because we already had it and it was brand new. But by and large, we're just buying new items. It's just easier for everybody all the way around, I think.
And there are other Libraries of Things out there. Do you share with them, or is this just stuff within Jackson County?
This is just for Jackson County. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't have at present, there isn't like an interlibrary loan kind of thing for mm-hmm. Libraries of Things. It's possible it could grow there, if everybody gets on board and gets a Library of Things. But they're far enough apart at this point that there's not a sharing process.
Just a couple seconds left. I want to shift gears just a little bit. I know there's a mobile van that you guys introduced, I think, last year. Yeah.
Dart van.
Yeah. What does that do?
That takes internet everywhere it goes. So the whole goal there is connectivity. So the Dart van goes and sets up in a spot. It has has Wi-Fi access. It has tablets and laptops on it for people to check out. Trying to go to different places to bring access where people don't have access.
All right. All kinds of stuff going on there at the library. Then you guys are really expanding what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. We're still books. People mm-hmm. say that, aren't libraries supposed to be books? Yes, we'll always be books. But people need a lot of things in this day and age, and we're always going to be a community center. So that's what we're trying to do.
Library of Things and Dart Van, among the offerings of the Jackson County Library System, Jackson County Library Services at jcls.org, linked from our website at jeffexchange.org. Ashley Johnson, Technical Services Supervisor, thank you so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, take it easy.